master took Tom and dressed him well and fed him well and even gave him a little education, a little education. Gave him a long coat and a top hat and made all the other slaves look up to him. Then he used Tom to control them. Same strategy that was used in those days is used today by the same white man. He takes a Negro, so-called Negro, and make him prominent. Build him up. Publicize him. Make him a celebrity. And then he becomes the spokesman for Negro. And a Negro leader. I would like to just mention one thing else quickly, and that is the method that the white man uses. How the white man uses these big guns or Negro leaders. They're not a part of the Black Revolution. They're used against the Black Revolution. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check. The same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in check. Keep us under control. Keep us passive and peaceful in non-violence. That's Tom making you non-violent. It's like when you go to the dentist